This episode of the Pain Education Corner is sponsored by the Camella Foundation. The Camella Foundation is committed to relieving pain naturally using osteopathic healing principles. Here at the Camella Foundation, we envision a world where people achieve their maximum potential by being empowered with knowledge and skills to heal themselves and others. This information is to be used for educational purposes only, and not to be construed as medical advice. If you have any questions or concerns, please consult a licensed healthcare professional. Hello, it's Bill, the Knee Pain Guru. Welcome to the Pain Education Podcast, brought to you by the Camella Foundation. We're going to dig in this week. We're going to talk about neck pain. The format for this week's podcast is going to be a little different. Normally, I'm interviewing someone on a special topic around pain. And what you're going to begin to see with all of these different podcasts is how they tie together. The interview on the gut health, how it ties in with lower back pain. Interviews on eye tension, how it ties in with what's going on with your neck. So there's an integration. I think that's really what the podcast is bringing to the table, is beginning to broaden your perspective on how pain can affect multiple parts of your body. And what we may equate as pain, what we may be experiencing in our body today, we may not equate as pain. So pain can show up in a lot of different ways. And what I wanted to do, last year, we recorded a number of videos around neck tension. And I wanted to do this podcast is give you a little bit more of a structure around that series that we recorded. They probably qualify as a course. There's a ton of information, ton of benefit you can get from it. And it's all about getting your body into a relaxed state where the body can drop down and let go. And when it's in more of a relaxed state, anything you're trying to do as far as getting the body to heal itself is going to happen much faster, much quicker, with a lot less time, energy, and effort. So what I thought I'd do in this week's podcast is give you a little bit about my background, how I came about this journey, and then go into the structure around getting the most out of that neck series, what we recorded last year. So I'm gonna do that. I came about this work, it wasn't my intention, honestly. I was invited to go skiing in December of 1998. A good friend of mine, Dr. Paul Constante out of Louisville, Kentucky, invited me to go skiing. I was not a big skier. I didn't do a lot of skiing. My main love was judo. I love throwing people. Anyhow, I go skiing. First trip down the hill, I face planted. And in the process of face planting, I partially tore my ACL. Didn't know it at the time and didn't go to the doctor. Didn't get an x-ray, CT scan, or MRI, and ended up injuring my knee three more times until I completely tore the ligament in my left knee. And that started, it's now a 23-year journey in exploring and understanding the body. I found it fascinating how it worked, how it functions, how there are interconnected systems that are going on at the same time. How the digestion can affect tension in the physical body, how the neurology affects the speed of the body's ability to heal. These are all things that were absolutely fascinating to me. And it was more out of my own experience, having issues with my neck and back and injuries from when I was young to high school, into college, into my judo career. And there's a lot that goes into the physical experience of pain. And as we get older, it gets more difficult to heal. It takes more time to heal. And a lot of times people equate that, well, that's just what happens when you get older. And what I found that was not necessarily the case. If you understand some few key principles, that will support your body's ability to heal itself. So this is an accumulation of the past 23 years of experience in martial arts, in body work. And I want to share with you the body work that I studied. I became a practitioner in my healing journey. I became a practitioner and instructor of an osteopathically based style of body work called orthobiomy. How this ties in was after my knee surgery and the physical therapy, my knee was mechanically sound. I mean, everything was going, as far as the medical model was concerned, everything was good. Nothing was broken or torn in the knee. I had the surgery to repair the torn ligament. They took out two pieces of meniscus to make the joint stable. And on the other side of the surgery and the physical therapy, I still had lots of issues with my body. Swelling in the knee, compensation in my hips and lower back. If I try to exercise or push my body in any way, I'd get like the spasm that would go up my back into my neck. I couldn't turn my head for a week and a half. It just wasn't a fun place to be. It wasn't a fun place to be in my, especially in my late 20s, early 30s, when I still had lots of desire to get back out on the judo mat and throw people. So all of the time that I had put into training for judo, biking and running and weightlifting and going to judo practice, it was difficult to go back because of how my body felt. So a friend told me about some different workshops. I was going to learn different things. This was in the Louisville, Kentucky area, and ended up at a workshop in Brandenburg, Kentucky, which is a little bit south of Louisville. And I go into the class. The instructor goes, orthobiomy, founded by a British osteopath who was also a judo instructor. And he took judo principles and applied it to an osteopathic concept to develop an entire style of body work. And I was like, okay, I can't do judo, but I know judo principles. And that really started the journey. Fall of 99. So where are we? 2021. So 22, 23 years, it's been a journey. So I've been studying this work, and it's all based on universal principles, this body work called orthobiomy. Now I'll give you a little bit of detail on that right now. Orthobiomy, the literal Greek translation is the correct application of the natural laws of life. No matter what, comfort is key. And this is all going to tie into the neck series. That's going to be the bonus below this podcast. So comfort is key. Comfort trumps everything. If you're wondering what to do or if you're doing it right, as long as you're comfortable, you're fine. And this is a challenge for people, especially if they've had a lot of stress or tension or discomfort in their neck or jaw or upper shoulders or back or whatever it is, to recognize that comfort feels like you're doing nothing. That's a big part of this process. So this work addresses stress and tension in the body. It resets the proprioceptive nervous system. Now, the proprioceptive nervous system is when you go into a doctor, your doctor taps your knee with a hammer, your knee jumps. You can't control it because the reflexes are engaged. When he taps your knee with the little rubber mallet, your knee jumps. That is set off. The jumping of your leg is set off by the reflexes. These reflexes that are with us all day, every day, as long as we're alive, these are functioning. And when we have an accident, an injury, a surgery, a trauma, what ends up happening is the nervous system kind of blows a fuse, so to speak. The nervous system gets stuck in a place, and place of discomfort. And what ends up happening is when we put it in comfort and we wait a sufficient amount of time, that proprioceptive nervous system resets. So we have a different experience in our physical body. And it just, it re-educates your body to experience comfort. So that's what we're going to do in the bonus section. Okay, the history of orthobiomy was founded by a British osteopath named, in the mid-70s, named Arthur Lincoln Pauls. He was a Canadian-born British osteopath. It's based on osteopathy. Osteopathy was created by, his name was Andrew Taylor Stills. Pretty amazing person. If you have any desire to do some research on that, I'll put a link to Andrew Taylor Stills and osteopathy in here. It's also based on judo principles. Judo principles that were developed by a man named Jigoro Kano. He was the founder of judo. He recognized these principles in working with opponents, larger opponents than himself, that these judo principles that your opponent pushes on you, you don't push back, you pull. In the same respect, if your opponent pulls on you, you don't pull back, you push. While maintaining your balance, what ends up, your opponent throws themselves. So some of the other components that are very important with orthobiomy is structure governs function. The rule of the artery is supreme, which means if your blood is circulating the way it's supposed to, your structure is in place, and your body is able to get the blood flow where it needs to, your body's going to heal much faster, much easier, much quicker. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Pain Education Corner. If you have a special talent or skill to relieve pain and you'd like to become a guest on our show, visit us at thecamellafoundation.org/interview. Help us spread the word on eliminating pain and suffering in the world. That's thecamellafoundation.org/interview. Arthur Lincoln Pauls was inspired by an American osteopath named Lawrence Jones. And Lawrence Jones wrote a book called Spontaneous Release by Positioning. There are some other books, Strain and Counterstrain, that he wrote. They're the origins of this work, orthobiomy. So that was a little bit of the history of orthobiomy. Then we have the principles. We talked about the judo, the push-pull. You want to maintain your balance, and that's what we're looking to bring to the body without causing pain. We want to keep it in comfort all the time. We want to exaggerate a pattern, and we want to increase self-awareness. So if your neck hurts going one direction, we don't want to go in that direction. We want to go in the opposite direction, which doesn't hurt. It's comfortable. And that's the exaggeration of the pattern. And when we go to comfort, we quiet the nervous system. You gain more of an awareness of how this pattern that's going on in your neck ties them in with other parts of your body. Let's see. That was the principles, the philosophy of orthobiomy. It's homeopathic in nature. Two negatives make a positive. Once again, these are based on universal principles. These principles apply no matter who you are, no matter where you are or what's going on. These universal principles are going to apply no matter what situation or scenario you're working with, as long as nothing is broken or torn in the body. That's important. Make sure you go to the doctor first. Verify, get your x-ray, CT scan, MRI, and make sure nothing is broken or torn. Because in that case, the pain could be from what's broken or torn, and we don't want to make that worse for you. Okay. We're going with the path of least resistance. We're giving way to superior force, just like water flowing downhill. It's not going to go over the top of the rock. Water is going to flow around the rock going down the hill. A tree falls with gravity in the direction of the path of least resistance. So now we're taking all these principles that we see all around us in nature and in life, and we're applying it to the physical body in a way that engages these self-corrective reflexes from the proprioceptive nervous system so the body can heal itself. Let's see. We want to go with the flow. Big thing, less is more. A lot of times, just a little bit of comfort can give us a lot of relief. And above all else, we're causing no pain. No pain. That's first and foremost. Let's see. So when we create this comfort, what are we looking for? We're looking for this experience that it's okay, we're not, feels like we're not doing anything. But in that position of comfort, we're going to look for some cues from the neurology, your nervous system. What is going on in your neck, in your shoulders, in your upper back, in your jaw? We're looking for some cues. And that could be, you could feel pulsing. Pulsing is an indication that there's a releasing of tension. You're increasing blood flow in a certain area that was too tight before because of the pain, because of how your body was compensating for that experience. You can feel fluttering, like a little fluttering underneath the skin. You can feel heat. You can feel cold. You can see a change in your breathing. You can take a sigh. Your breath can go from deep to shallow, or it can go from shallow to deep breathing. You have a body part twitches, like that moment right when you're watching television and you're laying on a couch watching a movie. You're just about to fall asleep, and all of a sudden you wake up. That is an indication that your nervous system is shifting neurological states, going from a tense state to a relaxed state, or a sympathetic state to a parasympathetic state. And in that position of comfort is where the body begins to heal. Let's see, breathing changes, your mind wanders. That place where you're looking out the window and you're looking at the birds at the bird feeder, or leaves blowing on a tree in the wind. And all of a sudden it's like you kind of zone out and your mind wanders. That's a shift in a neurological state. We're beginning to create this experience intentionally, as opposed to it just being by accident. Now we're focusing our attention to an area of your neck, in this case, that is feeling uncomfortable. It's feeling tight. It's feeling tender, whatever you're experiencing in your neck. And it begins to develop what this process is doing. It's beginning to teach you to develop a trust in yourself, a trust in what works for you when your body has let go of the tension that it's holding on to, and really get a better and deeper understanding of how your body works and functions. We're going to hold the neck in, we're going to position the neck in a position of comfort, and then we're going to wait for 10 to 30 seconds and then recheck to see if anything is different. And in the meantime, while we're holding the neck in the in that position, we're going to wait for these cues from our nervous system. The pulsing, the fluttering, the heat or the cold, the breathing change, the body part twitching, the mind wanders, eyes blinking. That's another one, you know, right before you're about to fall asleep. And then you're going to check for change to see if that is even a little bit different. Because even if it's just a little bit different, we just need to do more of that, more of comfort. And that what we focus on expands. So the more we focus on comfort, the more comfort is going to become the reality in your neck and in other parts of your body. And then we're tying these in with these other podcasts that we're doing these interviews on. You're going to see amazing things of how your body's going to heal, how quickly it'll change when we're not fighting it, when we're not causing pain. Let's see. So with this work, as long as we're only creating comfort, the worst case scenario that happens is nothing changes. Meaning when we put the body in a position of comfort, there are no contraindications. So if you're like trying to stretch your neck or twist your neck or whatever it is, and you're straining it or struggling or causing pain, that's not what we're doing here. We're focusing strictly on comfort. And when the pain level is high, our comfort level is going to be smaller. And when we focus on that smaller comfort level, once again, the neck relaxes, the body reflexes engage, and then that small position of comfort begins to expand. The more it expands, the more range of motion you get, and the more your body's able to come back online and begin to heal itself. And this is going to be good. I'm thinking through this for someone who's been slept on their neck funny, or if they've been going to the doctor, they're not getting relief, and they've had whiplash, or they've fallen on slipped or something like that, and they've injured their neck somehow. But once again, this, make sure you go to the doctor. There's nothing broken or torn, and then we can begin working with this. The big part about this, as we're creating comfort in the neck, that the it may look silly, meaning your position of comfort could be, you know, something goofy like this. And it's goofy in the sense that you're not used to it, but it doesn't mean it's wrong for what's going on. And recognize that the more we focus on this position of comfort, we're not worried about the outward looks. What ends up happening is the body begins to unwind on a very deep level, and comfortable range of motion expands. When the comfortable range of motion expands, that means you could start living your life more comfortably. And you can see as we relax the tension in the neck, we gain more awareness of other parts of our bodies, of our body. And then we could begin working with those areas instead of it being like this crisis all the time. So that is the introduction to the body work, the orthobionomy. So the further information about this is going to be below. Just click the orange bonus button and that'll take you to the page with all of the videos that were recorded last year around the neck, working with neck tension. There is, I think, 5 or 6. That is the foundational thing. I'm going to break it down into specific directions. And then we're going to go into more dynamic work where we're allowing the body to unwind in a very dynamic way, or the neck to unwind in a very dynamic way. For those that are familiar with body work, that would look something like myofascial release. Although it's on that, there's an element of that. There are other factors going on as well. And this is something that a person can do themselves. So hopefully that gives you a better context of what's going on with this next series that we're offering here at the Camella Foundation. All of the work here at the Camella Foundation is based on osteopathic principles, which are universal principles. So we can begin to get people out of pain so they could start living their life that they want to live and not thinking that it's because they're getting older or they've abused their body or whatever that is. Although those factors come into play, it's not as great of a factor. Those factors aren't as great once you begin to learn these principles. So we're going to wrap the podcast up today. Go ahead, go down below this video. I will put information in the show notes about osteopathy, Andrew Taylor Stills, judo, Jigoro Kano. That'll be below this. You can check that out. I'll throw in a link to my website, The Knee Pain Guru. You can check that out as well. And then the bonus section will take you to all of the links for the next series that we recorded last year. Okay, this is Bill Paravano. the Knee Pain Guru, thanking you so much for being here. That'll be this week's podcast. We're going to have some cool people that are coming up that we're going to be interviewing all around pain, and we're going to evolve from it, talk about cooler stuff, how you can enjoy your life, things like that. Make sure you sign up for the Camella Foundation newsletter. Like and subscribe to the podcast or the video, wherever you're watching this. And we're going to scoot for today. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you on the next one. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into this week's segment of the Pain Education Corner. To learn more about the work we do at the Camella Foundation, please visit our website at the Camella, C-O-M-E-L-L-A, Foundation. Join us next week for another conversation on natural healing methods to eliminate pain.